With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the White House has issued a stark warning about the need for additional U.S. aid to Ukraine. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says lawmakers are facing a simple choice in voting on more aid for Ukraine.
Congress has to decide whether to continue to support the fight for freedom in Ukraine as part of the 50-nation coalition that President Biden has built, or whether Congress will ignore the lessons we've learned from history and let Putin prevail. It is that simple, it is that stark a choice, and we hope that Congress, on a bipartisan basis, will make the right choice.
The White House budget director says a failure by Congress to approve more military aid to Ukraine before the end of the year would kneecap the nation in its fight against Russia, and that there was no magic pot of funding left to draw from. Meteorologist Mark Chouinard at the National Weather Service says as much as 1 foot of snow has fallen in northern parts of New England.
Once you got into Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine, you got into accumulating snow and pretty widespread totals over 6 inches, some getting up towards a foot. And again, those highest amounts kind of from central northern Vermont into the White Mountains of New Hampshire and then into Maine.
Some snow showers could fall as far south as Virginia. Israel's military has renewed calls for mass evacuations from the southern town of Khan Yunis as it widened its ground offensive and bombarded targets across the Gaza Strip. They're aiming at eliminating Gaza's Hamas rulers, whose October 7th attack into Israel triggered the deadliest Israeli-Palestinian violence in decades. The war has already killed thousands of Palestinians and displaced over three-quarters of the territory's population of 2.3 million people. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 41 points, the Nasdaq dropped 119. This is SRN News. A new poll finds Americans split on what they want from a president.
The Public Religion Research Institute says 51% of voters want a chief executive who will fix the economy versus 46% who want a president who will first prioritize the preservation of the country's traditional culture and way of life. Amongst religious people, 59% of white evangelical Protestants want the man in the White House to focus on culture first, as do 53% of white mainline Protestants and 52% of black Protestants. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Cosmopolitan magazine sparked a firestorm of controversy by publishing an article about a satanic abortion ritual. Cosmo bills itself as an international fashion magazine that focuses on lifestyle issues, but it's been a strong advocate for abortion since the 1970s. Lately, the Satanic Temple has become involved in abortion, filing lawsuits to try and block new pro-life laws in various states. SRN News. Fewer airplanes and helicopters will be flying tours over Mount Rushmore and other national monuments under new regulations to preserve their serenity. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
New management plans are being rolled out at nearly two dozen national parks and monuments, and they address years of complaints by visitors and tribal residents about the thumping, whirling sounds of helicopter blades drowning out the sound of birds, babbling brooks, and bubbling lava. Tour flights at Mount Rushmore and Badlands National Park will be kept mostly a half mile away from the two South Dakota sites. But tour operators are considering lawsuits. They say they provide unrivaled access to national treasures, particularly for the elderly and the disabled. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.